Good morning. This is your 182nd, if I can read that fast, update, your global commodity update for May 23rd, 2018. Let's start off with our metals. Gold is bucking the trend by strengthening in the face of a stronger U.S. dollar. The struggles for the currencies of Argentina, Brazil, and Turkey may be pushing some to seek security and historic safe haven. China's cut of tariffs on car import supports the industry, specifically palladium and platinum. New home sales report coming out right at 9 a.m. will be a lagging indicator of U.S. economic strength and a data point to gauge the demand for copper. The energies, oil, be looking for the EIA storage report coming out at 9:30, expected to show a draw similar to yesterday's API number at a negative 1.4 million barrels. Natural gas, the situation is unchanged with support coming from lower quantities in storage and high demand due to above average temperatures. Okay, now we have the grains or your ags. The planting pace is strong with soybeans ahead of an average pace with 56% in the ground already. Corn is 82% planted. Wheat conditions are unchanged with only 36% in good to excellent condition. Due to the driest first quarter on record, soybeans continue to hesitantly climb higher on the tenuous positive sentiment regarding trade with China. Argentina's currency crisis may lead farmers there to hold on to their production as a hedge against hyperinflation, creating a potential supply squeeze. And now, softs. Cotton, we see a 52% planted ahead of a 45% average pace. Good rains this week means concerns remain over subsoil moisture. Coffee, the first grumblings of Brazilian winter are popping up to support the price bounces. And now cocoa, grinding lower on better weather forecast. And sugar, global surplus expected at 11.1 million metric tons versus a 5.5 initially expected. Yet strengthening Brazilian real is supporting the rally. And lastly, livestock. Beef packer margins are the highest in almost a year, which should slow down the drop in the cash cattle market. Hog production still expected to be about 4% higher in the second and third quarter versus last year's. That's it for May 23rd, 2018.